hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay coming to you here on Patriot Street Fighter, again with Dr. Kirk Elliott, another economic update. As we've been saying for the last number of months, that things continue to decline, even more so at a rapid pace. We've now seen the gross domestic product, which if you don't know, is a total of all goods and services purchased, the movement of goods and services in this country every month, has just literally collapsed. In 1 month, from 9% down to about 4 point something. That is not good on any level. We talked about silver last week on how the supply of silver bars is getting tougher and tougher to come by. We'll talk about that again today because that's something, it's important for a couple of reasons. Number one, having availability to get into silver. Number two is if it becomes tougher to get silver, obviously the prices of silver for those who are holding could weigh very heavily in your favor. So that being said, there's a couple other things going on. Let's jump right into it, Dr. Kirk. This show continues to show instability and the simple fact that the economy is absolutely heading for a crater. So what do you think about this GDP getting sliced in half? And what do you think is a reason for that?
Well, I mean, it's simply just like an inflation dumpster dive. I mean, it's just bad. So the GDP price index went from 9% to 4.1. So, you know, 4.5 would be half, right? So it's down over 50% since the last time they measured it last month, right? But they were expecting 5.3%. So it's not like they were expecting anything great to begin with, but it actually exceeded expectations on the negative side, right? So here's the problem with that is you've got the GDP, which is stalling out. You've got inflation that's persisting, right? You've got, because last week when we spoke on the show, we talked about inflation being 8.3% CPI across the board, but food inflation being 11.3%. So here's the issue that policymakers and the Fed is having right now is they need to slow down inflation, right? They've had 5 rate increases in a row. They're going to do another one this week, right? The Fed meets this week. My expectation is they raise rates another 0.75 point because the inflation numbers were so high. But here's what you and I have been talking about for a long time is for interest rates to impact inflation, the interest rates have to be greater than the inflation rate. Well, unofficially, in the inflation rate's at about 24.8% right now because they understate it so much for political reasons. Mm-hmm. So interest rates have to get to over 25% for them to make a dent. Well, proof in the pudding, they've had 5 rate increases in a row. Inflation is not slowing down. In fact, it's speeding up. So they're raising rates to try to slow it down, and it's not working at all. Inflation keeps persisting. But what have these higher inflation rates done? And what has the higher interest rates done? Higher interest rates increases the cost of borrowing. People aren't spending. Total economic slowdown. And couple that with the higher prices, people can't afford to spend. Thus, you've seen this massive precipitous fall off in gross domestic product growth and the price level. I mean, this is devastating for policymakers because they don't know what to do, right? They don't know how to actually fix this thing, because you raise rates too much when we're shackled with debt and you kill the economy. You stop stimulus money that could slow down inflation. You kill the economy. And so I think they know that if they actually say, well, this was probably our fault anyways, right? All the unrelenting spending of money, the stimulus programs, everything going on. Well, they can't really say that that's their fault in an election season, right? The election's coming up right around the corner. But they have to keep raising rates, which is basically admitting failure, right? So they're kind of now coming to the point of, there's been a couple of articles recently by people of in the know, like the head of the IMF, for example, the president of JP Morgan Chase and their chief operating officer, that basically have said this one thing. It's like, well, our policies really aren't working too good. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, wasn't exact words, but I think what we're going to have to see is just a big recession, because a big recession will actually fix the inflated prices, which they're right. Right. If you go into a recession, manufacturers aren't manufacturing anymore. People aren't spending anymore. People don't have jobs. That will cause the price levels to come down. So here's what they're kind of saying, Scott, is they're saying, well, we can't admit that this was our problem that we created. So therefore, let's just let the markets dictate what the problem was. And then we can blame it on the markets. Right. So you're starting to see all this stuff about recession, big recession, depression. They're trying to telegraph that now, just like they were telegraphing higher interest rates down the road. They say these things have to happen. So you had Daniel, I can't remember his last name, but he's the chief operating officer of Chase, right? He actually is from Argentina. So he lived through the Argentinian hyperinflation. Mm. And he's seeing the ravages that will actually have. Daniel Pinto was his name. Sorry, I just had a brain block out, right? Daniel Pinto, COO of Chase and co-president from Argentina. And he knows what happens when an economy goes through a hyperinflationary scenario. So he's saying, look, it's going to be painful, but the best course for us moving ahead might just be to go through a deep recession, yeah. Right? And then you have the head of the IMF, former chief economist for the IMF, say the same thing. It's like, our policies aren't really working. Let's just let the markets correct. So then this morning, I'm reading some articles, and Goldman Sachs, their actual president, CEO David Solomon, and CEO of JP Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, both expect a US recession as a tight labor market keeps the Federal Reserve on an aggressive monetary policy and aggressive tightening trajectory. So what does that mean in layman's terms, right? It means they're gonna keep raising rates to slow down this inflation train. And how far do they think it's gonna go? Well, probably this year. I mean, we're talking about this year. It's November, basically, right? They think that the rates are going to hit 4.5% to 4.75%. Federal funds, they're now in the 3.3 and a quarter, maybe they've gone up to. So there's a lot of rate increases left between now and the end of the year. And so they said they're going to do that before they even pause, right? So here's the deal. Rates started this year at like 1%, and they've made three quarters, a half and a quarter, right? In 5 months in a row. Since then, mortgage rates on 30-year mortgages have gone from 3.22 to 7.1% since the beginning of the year. People can't afford their mortgages. And we're starting to get alarming numbers. And you and I actually we talked about this, right? Sometimes I hate it when we're right, but we were right, because now, when we basically said to the whole Street Fighter Nation, right, it's like, Okay, Bank of America has a million adjustable rate mortgages that are coming due over the next 90 days, let alone Chase, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, Citi, add all of them into it. And we just had rates that went from 3.22 to 7.1. What are these people going to do? I mean, we talked about this probably about a month ago. Now we're starting to see the damage because mortgage or home prices have basically fallen off the face of the planet, down 10% in the last 90 days alone. And we still have 4 to 5 rate increases to go. So this is the problem that we have moving forward, and why you've got politicians and economists at Goldman Sachs, at JP Morgan Chase, saying, look, everybody get prepared. We're probably going to have to go into a deep recession to get this thing fixed. And it's like, oh my word, like how much worse could it possibly get for people when GDP is actually down more than 50% in a month, those price levels, it's like it's almost like a rabid dog being backed into a corner. They start to do really irrational things just to escape. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think they're going to just leave the markets to their own devices and blame it on the markets,
right?
Because they're not going to take the credit for it. But it is their policies that actually caused all of this. It's Biden's policies of raising taxes, raising interest rates, printing money like there's no tomorrow to fund every stimulus under the sun, right? And so what do you expect? Like, what do you expect to happen? And now there's more pandemic talk, right? Because in China, the new COVID strain is there. I just read an article that Disney Shanghai, right, the amusement park, they're not even letting anybody leave. So they put a shutdown on China, right? And the people that were in the amusement park can't leave until they have a negative COVID test. It's like, oh my word, they're starting to do crazy irrational things. But when it starts to happen there, I'm reluctantly want to say it's going to happen here again, because I do not want to voice those words, right? I don't want to speak it into existence, because it's going to be a devastating one if you have to have another shutdown after the previous shutdowns, right? But the world has gone crazy. And because of that, people aren't spending money. There's a cause and effect to everything in life, right? You can have an action, and there's going to be a consequence, either good or bad, based on what that action is. Well, perception is reality. So the perception is that this economy isn't going to get fixed anytime soon. The perception is people don't have money. The perception is companies are going to go broke and people aren't going to be able to afford to live because of the inflationary pressures. So what's that going to do to the stock market? It's going to kill it, right? And perception is reality, right? Especially in the stock market. In the bond market, it's more reality is reality, right? Because as interest rates go up, the value of bonds come down. But here we go, spinning out of control, politicians passing the blame for the problem onto other things like the markets, right? They're just going to blame the markets for it, but and hope that people think that it actually is the markets and that they don't dig a little bit deep. Kind of like when Biden said, hey, America, I got a word for you, it's zero. That's what inflation was. Some things go up, some things come down, net result is zero. It's like, what a moron. When his own people at the Bureau of Labor Statistics said it was 8.3% at the time, it's like, but there's actually people that believe that nonsense, right? Perception is reality. So, but here's where reality is starting to become reality, Scott, and that is our wallets. Our wallets are telling us something's not right. We don't have enough income. Wages are decreasing. Prices are going up. Taxes are going up. Cost of borrowing is going up. And this ultimately will be fixed, but it's going to take a change in presidency. It's going to take a change in Congress. It's going to take a change from the way that we've known things in the past of central banking being completely turned upside down, and we go to sound money. I think we're at the point where this doesn't get fixed until those things happen, which means it's going to get darker before it gets lighter. But what we can do is what you and I have been shouting from the rooftops forever. Well, forever, like a year, it seems like forever, is buy as much silver as you can, especially when the supplies are diminishing the way that they are. They're short-handed. There's not enough out there. I mean, just our company is buying more than what the depository gets in a given day. Just our company alone, right? Eventually, they will run out. And but we're ahead of the curve. And this is what's exciting for me, because so many Street Fighter Nation listeners and viewers have heeded to that warning call, got out of the path of that hurricane, are to safe ground, and that'll put a smile on their face, puts a smile on our face, because we're making a difference, right? But it's not over yet. The storm's not over. It's still going to get nastier before it gets better.
Yeah, you know, I was with a bunch of great people at Lexington, Kentucky, at the Synergy Healing Clinic there, and talking to a lady, and, you know, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not the person to ask, but she said, I've got about $750,000 in the market. She goes, what do you think I should do? I said, get out right now, because nothing good is coming from it. And I said, I think I told her, had her call you. I said, look, call Kirk Elliott. He's the one that can give you the professional advice, but I'm telling you what he's going to tell you. Get out. Anybody has anything in the markets right now? I have a friend of mine, a former client of mine in Los Angeles, whose husband been at OBGYN for many, many years, the top, you know, Hollywood stars. And he had a lot of money in the markets. And I know back in before 2008 hit, her son, who's also was on Wall Street, told him, Dad, get out, get your money out. And he just didn't listen and got crushed. So it took years for that to build up. And so I know that he was on the verge of retirement. This was back in, I don't even remember now. It was last I heard, he was now well into his 70s, mid 70s, still practicing because he stayed in too long. And like you said before, it's better to be a year early, month early, 3 years early than one day late. Because when it was one day late, probably lost 70% or 80% of the value, couldn't retire. And that's sad. I mean, it's really sad, because these scumbags have manipulated everything that we call life for their benefit, to continually crash it, steal from us, take everything, pump it up again. And we work to buy it back at higher price. And this is the only way, in my opinion, to get out of the wave. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I met you guys a year and a half ago. And the interesting thing is, when you're in silver, the way I see it is, all these mortgages can't be paid anymore. These houses are going to drop left and right. Well, guess what? Gets that bad, your silver is going way up in value. People that have cash on hand are the ones who are going to be able to pick up some deals like that. No doubt. I've seen it before. Saw it in 2008. I wasn't part of it. I was on the other side of it. But I had friends that created serious wealth, because when those markets went to shit and the real estate industry went to shit, they stepped in with cash and pennies on the dollar. It bought up a ton of stuff. And now today it turned into a nice financial windfall. So I'm kind of the first time ever on the winning side, if something, or I shouldn't say if, when everything goes south. But I just talked to you before this show. Hey, brother, I got a few more dollars in the account. Need to get it out. Don't trust the setting in a bank. Don't trust the dollar itself. How much, you know, how should I buy this time? You know, smaller, or go with the gold bar or the silver bars again. So that's where we're headed.
We're headed. I mean, I would say we are headed there, but we're there now.
We're there. Yeah.
Everything we've been talking about, we're there. When mortgage rates hit a 20-year high, when debt has never been this high, it's at an unsustainable level. Inflation is at a 40-year high, literally 40 years. Haven't seen inflation this high in America. But it's not just in America. It's global, Scott. And what we're seeing is the end of an era of central banks as we know it.
Yeah.
And this is the battle. This is the battle of our generation, the battle of a lifetime, right? Is who's going to win, right? Are we going to have central bank digital currency? Are we going to have gold-backed dollar? Are we going to have quantum financial system, right? It's like three competing forces all happening all at once. So I'll make a prediction, and I hate making predictions because you're usually wrong, right? But here's where 90% of all the central banks around the world want central bank digital currency. They're really far along. So, and President Biden, or Mr. Biden, Occupier Biden, had basically signed Executive Order 14067 in March that said that central bank digital currency was going to kind of be the new thing starting in December 13th of this year, right? Which means probably by the first quarter, you're going to start to see its rollout. Okay. So I think central bank digital currencies win the battle at front because it's already there, right? But here's the thing. Once people realize, it's like, man, this isn't all that we thought it was going to be. We thought that they were there to add stability to the marketplace and get rid of inflation. And then they realize all it is a digital version of the paper currency. It's not going to do anything to fight inflation. All it does was strip away your freedoms, mm-hmm. right? There's no more privacy. It's Big Brother. It's George Orwell. It's Huxley's Brave New World right underneath our nose. They're going to realize, I didn't sign up for this. Mm-hmm. But you probably see a revolt and you see a pullback of that support. And then you have parallel economies establish itself pretty quickly, a gold-backed dollar moving into a quantum financial system type of a world. But I do think that it does get dark before it gets light, right? I think that because there's so much momentum globally for the central bank digital currency, I bet it happens, and then people realize the crap that it really is. And it has nothing to do with financial stability. It has everything to do with people control and loss of our freedoms and pulling money out of the banking system so people have to do an end run around it because there's no liquidity left and go directly to the government for their support, for their livelihood. And this is exactly what they want. But you know what? People will wake up. They're not that stupid. They're not that lazy. We're Americans. We've got ingenuity. We want to work. We want to succeed. We want freedom. And I think that in pretty short order, we do have a light at the end of the tunnel. But I think it's going to take a change in character. It's going to take a change in the presidency. It's going to take a change in Congress. It's going to take a change of the global collective of people who ultimately have to wake up probably all at the same time and realize, I don't know why I thought this was a good idea. And that day will come because it really is a bad idea.
Yeah, and it's right upon us. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would give Dr. Kirk Elliott a call there at their office, get a consult. We are now in a position where at some point it's going to be too late. I don't know if it's this month, next month, no predictions, January, maybe we're still floating February. I don't know. I just don't know how anybody sits back and says, I'm just going to wait and see. We've waited and seen our whole life. And every time we wait and see, we get crushed because bad things happen at the behest of these marauders. So give a call over there. You can call directly at 720-605-3900. You see it in the ticker below, 720-605-3900. You can also go to PSF for Patriot Street Fighter, silvergold.com, PSFsilvergold.com. Research a little bit, do a little reading. You can put your information in there as well. It gets to them, and then they'll reach out and get to you. As with every show, there's usually an avalanche of people. So if you don't get to talk to somebody right away, hang tough. They're going to get to you. It's in their best interest to get to you. They're going to get to you. So anyway, sir, thanks for taking another time out of your busy day and doing a quick hit and run here on the economic update. Always great to see you. And we'll circle back around and see you next week.
Sounds good, brother. We'll see you soon.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Patriot Street Fighter out. Hey, Patriot Street Fighters, Scott McKay here, coming to you on a Saturday, Dallas, Texas. It's the 3rd September. Nice, bright, sunny day. Not getting as much rain as I was hoping we would get. But anyways, thought I'd put out a quick message on the status of our operations, economic warfare. Some of you have heard about Operation Tomahawk and the significant inroads we are making in creating movement where we, the people, can join it without having to basically leave our home, where we can take the fight to our enemy. And what exactly is that fight? Who's the enemy? I come from the wellness industry. And I remember back in 25 years in the wellness industry, formed a company back in the around 2008 with a number of investing partners, a wellness-based multimedia company. And I had some very high-level investors in terms of education, multiple PhDs, MDs, et cetera, were partners of mine. I started to learn a lot about things that I didn't even know in the wellness side of the world, specifically food production. And of course, I've talked about the disease rate skyrocketing in this country over the last 30, 40 years. And I've zeroed in on only one aspect of it, and that was corporate food production. Massive corporations buying up all the farms, producing non-nutrient dense foods because they don't do things that are healthy for the soil, make sure nutrients transition from the soil into produce and into our bodies and keeps our immune system functioning. Well, there came to my attention another aspect of how they've gotten to this point where diseases run rampant in the United States, all across America, sickness, disease, and that is from the corporate conglomerate, the global corporate conglomerate that sells us home consumable products. Like who? Like Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Unilever, Kraft, Nestle, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo. You think, well, what does Pepsi have to do with their Coca-Cola? What you learn is there's 11 corporations that bought up about 225 to 250 of all the brand name products you and I know about, what we grew up with over the last many decades. All these brand name companies used to be independent. They've all been bought up by these 11 corporations. And these 11 corporations are controlled by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, the three enemy targets of We the People, backed by their World Economic Forum. When I saw this and what was presented to me, along with a company in America, a 37-year-old, multi-billion dollar a year factory consumer direct operation Patriot company that manufactures all the things that are in my kitchen sink cupboard, in my bathroom sink cupboard, laundry room, bathroom, throughout the house, all the products that we consume from these big box retailers like Walmart and Target that we were herded into without any choice because of the bioweapon attack that destroyed millions of mom and pop businesses and small businesses around the country because they had an agenda. Well, here's how I saw it. All these companies are knowingly selling us poison and convincing us it's okay to consume these things, like Johnson & Johnson being sued twice for putting asbestos in baby powder. When you hear things like this, you finally at some point have to wake up. What the hell is going on? Well, in my research, investigation, and what we decided to do was create another ground of attack against this criminal corporate power that's not just destroying the country, but they're destroying the world and humanity. They have the research that they do, their own double-blind, placebo-controlled, their gold standard of testing and studies, peer-reviewed, third-party peer-reviewed papers on the chemicals and poisons that they use, and they convince us with billions or trillions of marketing and advertising that it's okay to consume all these products and we'll be fine. Well, when you come from my seat in the wellness industry for 25 years, and I've been around the industry since I was about 20, and I'm 57, I've seen the big picture from 80,000 feet. These people are killers. They know what they're selling us when they can take the same research from natural plants and produce products. Of course, they can't patent it and charge, you know, billions for it, just like the big pharma industry. They could do what our partner company does. Natural products, natural ingredients, harmless for people or the environment. So we decided to launch a new operation here at Patriot Street Fighter. Information warfare has been the playing field we've been on for 2.5 years now, and we're launching a new front of attack. It's economic warfare. We're going after these companies, and we're going to give them the tomahawk on their blood supply. We're cutting off their cash flow. And how do you do that? Go check out Operation Tomahawk at this website, tomahawkswitch.com. TomahawkSwitch.com. Go have a look. You'll see a video in there. If you like what you hear or see or read, you say, you know what? I can do that. I can get in this fight. Not the school board kind of person or the protests or the city councils or running for office locally or whatever, because we have to do this at the We the People level, the consent of the governed level. We have to do it at our level to take our country back. How do we do it? We shut off their blood supply. We stop giving these killers our money that they're using to kill us. So how do we do it? Shift to a Patriot company producing natural products. We launched this 5 months ago. And the $2 billion a year company, the founder reached out and wanted to know what we were doing, how we were doing it. How is it possible to explode something this fast in such a short amount of time to the level we have? And I explained why. These are battlefield soldiers, we the people getting on the battlefield to fight this global criminal power that's taken over our country and our planet. And the people are rising and they're fighting back. This is a way that every American can get into this fight. And you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your country to take a look at Operation Tomahawk, because what it is doing, even with my level of optimism, has blown me away. And we're just getting started. So go check out TomahawkSwitch.com. Have a deep look. Chat with somebody who will, you'll get a text from an automated system, by the way. It'll be a text from an automated system representing me, because I can't, we couldn't bring thousands and thousands of people to this battlefield with me and one person. So it'll give you an opportunity to connect with somebody, make a calendar appointment. Somebody can call you and say, here, here's what it is. You want to make the switch? Do you want to stop buying all this poison from these killers and at same cost competitive or cheaper than Walmart or Target and natural products that are better? They'll help you do it. So again, check it out, TomahawkSwitch.com. You owe it to you and you owe it to your family and you owe it to the country to take a look and find a way that you can get on this battlefield, on any battlefield, along with the consent of the governed, to take back our country from these killers and the politicians that they own. Come and check out Operation Tomahawk. Thanks for taking the time. Patriot Street Fighter out.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.